Thank you for joining us for our next It Gets Better podcast. Today we're here with Michael, who's going to tell us a little bit about his story. Welcome.
Hello.
So, just for our listeners, could you give a little bit of background about your family and upbringing and how that was for you?
I grew up in rural Switzerland in a small village. I got one sister, one brother, so it was a typical nuclear family. And went to school just like everybody else.
And so was it a supportive family that you were brought up in?
It was very supportive. I guess we're going to come to that. Coming out was slightly tricky, but generally speaking, it was a very loving family. They'd do anything for me and I'd do anything for them.
Great. So you mentioned coming out, so can you tell us a little bit about when this happened and if there was a reason why it happened and some of the reactions to that?
Perhaps I need to go a bit further back because it was quite a delayed process in the end. Okay. When I was in secondary school, I didn't have the best time initially, but I grew more confident. I ended up almost kind of enjoying it towards the end. So when I was about 15, not quite 16, this kind of crystallized into a thought that, I might be gay. I'd always had kind of an inkling, but it was never in any way specific, and it didn't really matter. But I was ready to perhaps look more into that. And then the unbelievable happened, and I fell in love with a girl.
Okay.
I thought, maybe that's not it after all. But it was very strange because I was in love with the girl, but I didn't feel attracted to women. Mm-hmm. So that was quite difficult to square in my mind. I went on kind of putting it aside for a while trying to work it out. And eventually I did decide that that was just a phase. I am not even bisexual, I am gay.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about how I would tell my family, because I was living with my family at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to sneak around, or I'm a terrible liar, not in the sense that I'm a notorious liar, I'm terrible at lying.
Yeah.
So it probably would have come out sooner or later anyway. One tea time, I just sat we were all eating, and I thought, I've got them all together.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I was going to be very clever about it and not say I'm gay. I said, how would you react if I told you I was gay? And of course, that didn't fool anybody. They they immediately knew what was going on. And it was, I thought my parents would struggle more with it. My brother was, he was a teenager, maybe 13, maybe not even that. So I didn't think he'd have much to say about it anyway. I thought my sister would be kind of immediately supportive, and she didn't react negatively.
Mm-hmm.
She just it was almost as if she didn't believe me, and that kind of took me back a bit. Eventually, I mean, people did come round. It was kind of a tense time, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I say, we were all living together, so there was no escape in that
mm-hmm.
sense. People did come around.
Okay.
And
did you tell friends at the same time, or was your family the first people that you told?
I'd told one friend
mm-hmm.
Before, who had actually not kind of cornered me, but just one night, kind of by the by, said, "Yeah, well, I've been wondering, you know, are you gay?"
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I strenuously denied it. but then I did ring her up and said, "Yes, actually, you are right."
Mm-hmm.
And then I did want to get my family out of the way first, in a sense, and then told friends by and by.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you, it sounds like you had quite a lot of support. Was there any negative reactions that you experienced at that time?
I don't remember anything really. There was, apart from my family, there was one friend that I was a bit concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, other friends also told me that he might not take it. And he was one of the most relaxed people about it that I'd encountered. It was
okay.
He basically just said, "Oh yeah, fair enough," and that was it.
That's great. Just shows that you can't make an assumption about anybody.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. So then, after that, you went to university. So how was it at university? Were you out at university straight away, or is it something that you worked up towards?
Yes, I should say I went to university as a mature student.
Mm-hmm.
I'd been working in a job for a number of years before that. But yes, so university for me started after coming out.
Okay.
And there I was just out from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I was, yeah.
Okay. And did you go to university in the UK or elsewhere?
That was back in Switzerland.
Back in Switzerland,
yes,
okay.
Yeah.
And so then you'd obviously worked and you went to university, but then entering the world of work, how did you find that? Did you feel that you felt that you had to come out to people all of the time, or was it a very supportive environment that you worked in that wasn't necessary to come out?
I guess it was more about myself. I felt that I wanted to come out to people because I don't know if others have that experience, but once I started the kind of the process, if you will, I just wanted to tell the whole world.
Okay.
That was the same. Once I was in a job, I was just open about it from... well, the first day, basically.
Okay, great. That's really good.
Mm.
And so you've been now working at the university for about 9 years.
Mm.
Can you tell us a little bit about how you found working at the university and the support that's available as an LGBT member of staff?
I was lucky in the sense that if I get the timings right, almost as soon as I started at the university, the LGBT staff group All Out, well, as it wasn't called then, had just relaunched. So I had that supportive network from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But again, others may have a different experience, but for me, the university, the teams that I've worked in, were always incredibly supportive anyway. So
mm-hmm.
there was never even, I didn't even have to think about, can I tell this person, can I tell that person? That was always, well, not least because apart from the first couple of years, I've always worked with other LGBT people anyway.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Great. So you've been involved with All Out, or as it was called previously, the university's LGBT staff network group. Can you just tell us a little bit about the sort of events or activities you've been involved in?
You're almost putting me on the spot there. there's obviously the big event each year is Pride.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in, let me think, not every single year since we started doing the parade, but I think probably with one exception, I've been in the parade or otherwise involved with
mm-hmm.
Pride every year. I've put out collection boxes
mm-hmm.
For World AIDS Day. I've boosted attendance figures at the odd event.
Uh-huh.
of the annual staff quiz, of course.
Okay.
Again, not as an organiser, but as a participant.
Great. So it's good to hear that there's a variety of activities that people can be involved in if they, you know, are a member of All Out. So thanks for outlining a couple of those. Mm. And outside of the university, have you been involved in any maybe volunteering roles or worked with any LGBT community groups?
Yes, this goes back some years now, but after I'd initially come out, I was a member of the, that was not an LGBT group in any sense. It was a pure gay male youth group. Where initially, obviously, I'd gone to as an attendee of the weekly meetings, but pretty soon also moved into the organising team.
Okay, great. So just to finish off, do you have any advice for anyone that's listening, whether they are a member of the LGBT community or one of our allies?
I suppose... the only thing I can say is it's almost become a bit of a cliche, but it does get better. Like I said, my situation was slightly tricky at times, but as you get older, as you go through these things, you become more confident in that sense as well. And as an ally, yes, and don't be afraid to show your support. Don't be afraid to stand up and just kind of accept people as they are, even when no LGBT person is around.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time today, Michael. That's been really interesting. Please do tune into our next It Gets Better podcast. Thanks for your time today and sharing your story. Please do tune into our next It Gets Better podcast.